Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
We're back in the saddle again, this time with another special guest. I can't wait. I've been waiting, and I had a great time with him last weekend. Anyway, welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie. Tripoli, baby.
And I'm Steve.
And our special guest can introduce himself. We'll do our normal stuff, and then we'll learn more about him. Who are you today?
I'm Diablo.
Diablo.
Diablo
is a bluefish. We'll get to where he came from in a minute. We're going to hit our normal segments for all of you listening. If this is your first time, welcome. If you're a returning fly on the wall, happy to have you. Our segments go. We're going to talk about the lifestyle. We start with the lifestyle word. We also do the lifestyle music, what to play or what not to play, and also the news story. And I'm going to start because I'm the queen boss and I have the word. The word is bang over.
Bang.
Do you know what a bang over is? Anybody got a guess? And Diablo, you can't guess because you know Diablo, so you can't guess yet.
Oh, I got a guess and I think I'm going to nail this.
Okay, do it.
Right. No.
Pun intended. That's when we were going to hook up, but something screwed it up. So we got to meet again for a bangover.
Oh, that's a good answer, but not right. Anyway, Barbie, what do you say?
I was thinking, like, everybody comes over and then we all spend the night somewhere. So it's a bang sleepover.
Oh, that's another good idea.
That's a better one.
Steve, you got a guess?
It's like being fuck drunk. You got a bang over.
You're almost there. So bang over is, I said at the party this last weekend, because after I had fucked four people and one guy for over an hour, Oh, it was so fun. And I said, it's going to be a sore pussy Sunday. And this particular guy liked to have his nipples pinched. And I like to have my nipples pinched. So I was like, my titties are going to be sore on Sunday. And I'm going to feel them. And my pussy's going to be sore on Sunday. And then it could be a sore pussy Sunday. He goes, oh, no, that's not a sore pussy Sunday. That's a bangover.
Oh,
like a hangover.
Yeah.
I've got a bangover, you guys. Sunday, I had a bangover.
Yes, you did. And I witnessed all of it.
Yes, you did. You witnessed all of it. Okay.
What music are we going to talk about?
Diablo's got one.
Have you ever heard of the song, the Whisper Song by the Yin Yang Twins? And his tagline on there is, "What do you see, my dick?" it's kind of a rap music, but look it up. It's a pretty good music to play at a party.
Where do you see my dick?
I love it.
Yeah. He's a black guy, so he's probably pretty good size.
I'm sure.
I just brought the video up. He's like leaning over, whispering in a girl's ear. This is going to be a good one.
To it. It's got a good beat to it. And
okay.
It's a good one.
A good beat both ways. Okay. Pun intended. Yeah. And Roger, you got a story, right?
Oh, what's new in the news?
What's new in the news?
What is new in the news?
Sex news.
Sex news. So,
let me lead into this. What would you say is the opposite of Florida man? I'm like, if he's not in Florida, where's he from? What's the, what would be the, where's his twin brother live? What state?
You mean Alaska? Like the opposite.
The opposite is Alaska man.
No, like equal. Utah. Like the Florida. Utah. The Florida man's a lunatic. Where is his twin lunatic brother?
Utah. Sorry.
Well, it depends on his monetary. If he's poor, we're talking Kentucky. Okay. And if he's rich, we're talking California or Hawaii.
Well, this week. He's in Texas. So a Texas man made the news, and I'm trying to find more of the story. I can't find more of the story. Texas man arrested trying to rescue thick Latinas from an ICE detention facility.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I want to send him I want to send him a care package. He's just in Texas doing the Lord's work for all of us guys. And that man deserves a care package. If I can find more on this, I'm sending
That's fabulous.
Okay.
That's this week's news.
That's this week's news. So, so for all those, our special guests, this week is Diablo. Now, I'm going to give you some context. He is a bluefish that I have known for 1 or 2 years. He is actually a bluefish that is, I'm currently in my area. Okay. So he gets invited to the parties that I go to when I come out of retirement. Which was last weekend. Very nice little party. My kind of style. We're talking about 6 couples, maybe 8 couples, which means lots of interaction and everybody gets along, and there were no piddlers. There was no sparkle ponies. Everybody who was playing was fucking, and all mattresses and the massage table were all full of people. It was a lot of fun. At which time Diablo says, I really like your podcast. He says, I really like your podcast. I like listening to it. You guys are all good storytellers. And at which point I said, you know, you're a really good one, especially because he has some context. That question that we had a couple of episodes ago about how do I become a bluefish? And especially if my wife can't play anymore, but I want to get in a lifestyle and I want to do this. I don't want to hurt her. What's the right way to do it? That question seems to be a continuing one. This one here, we can give some personal context. So I'm going to stop talking and let Diablo talk to you about questions. Roger, you go ahead and ask him the questions you were dying to ask him early.
I'm going to start by saying, I mean, yeah, I look at these good parties like a sporting event. And I've told D, you know, is what I really need is like a robe, like Ric Flair had at one time. And if I was going to put anything on the back, I mean, Diablo would be in the top 3. Yeah. So I commend you for that.
Yeah, we come up with several. Diablo's one of them I like the best. So,
one thing that kind of led us into this is D and I, we would go to parties as a couple, and Janet can kind of fill you in on the rest of the details, but there was a time she was deployed for work and deployed like out of state and coincidentally ended up in Janet's area. And so we had it worked out. This was going to be an extended time. And like, hey, you know, we both have this appetite and it can't go unquenched. So I'm good with, you know, you going to parties and I'll tag up with Janet. She messaged me about a party. And so, the recap, I tried taking a couple unicorns one time and I was just like, oh God, oh fuck this. I don't have these problems. The problem wasn't at the party. A little leading up, a lot more.
There is a reason they're a unicorn. I'll just say that again. Yeah. There is a reason they're a unicorn. Because
that's sad but true.
And it's usually mean bitch psychological.
You can't help to love them. Anyway, so when I was able to get away from that, the host was like, hey, I've been needing there's a couples only party, but I've been needing a door guy. You know, a lot of people know you, they know her. That's the first time I experienced kind of the whole bluefish side of the game. And where I thought, yeah, that'll be great. All the couples know me. There were a lot of couples that it just didn't skip a beat. Hey, how's D? How's D? And she's doing great. And a couple were like, so how long is she going to be gone? And in a different tone, completely different posture. And I'm just like, here we go. Didn't see this coming, especially from this couple. They're like, well, so she knows you're here. And I'm like, yep, it's already all prearranged. She's actually at a party tonight herself. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe we can get together when she gets back. And I'm just like, wow. All right.
Rude. That's rude.
So how, I guess let's lead in talking about just kind of how your experience was leading in, how well you were kind of accepted or how quick and let's see where we go.
Well, I haven't always been a bluefish. My wife, we were in a lifestyle for close to 30 years altogether. And recently she stopped playing for health reasons and stuff like that. So she's allowed me to keep doing it, but I only go to this party we went to Saturday night because she knows all of them and somebody we played with before, so she didn't have any problem with that. So that's how I became a bluefish. But we used to have parties at house parties and stuff like that for about 4 years, and I got a bunch of stories about that. So I haven't really been a bluefish per se. Because I usually have a lady that goes with me. I couldn't answer some of the stuff about how those guys, because we used to invite several of them to our parties. But like I think I heard y'all say in one of the last podcasts that they're single guys are a dime a dozen. And the ones we would invite, we had a list of about, I don't know, 20 guys that we invite to our parties, because the ladies usually would want to have a couple of extra ones in case, you know, the ones they were playing with got broke. You know, some spares. So that seemed to work out pretty good. But we did that for about 4 years or so. And then we met the couple that was at Saturday night, and I'll play with them for quite a while. But then she didn't want to anymore. So, but I didn't, I still wanted to, you know, so she allowed me to. And since she knows all of them, she's not jealous or anything. And we went through all that stuff about that full swap and soft swap and all that stuff when we first started. We didn't have any reservations about anything. But I tell you that the key to it to me is when you get home, if you screw each other's brains out and tell each other what you did and who you said, I mean, who you was with, what he said, what she said, it was really hot when we get home, and it was, that's kind of the thing that tells me
we
that
have a vocabulary word. Steve, what's the vocabulary word for that? Do you remember? Oh, Roger, want to say it?
What's Steve's? I might have a different one.
We have a vocabulary word.
I don't remember it.
Oh, it's
reclamation sex.
Well, we call it review sex.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's have a review. Review sex, reclamation sex.
That was the hottest stuff we
ever
did.
It is the hot,
We should talk about that, but I think we talked about it early on where as a couple, you go home as a couple and in the night as a couple. And,
right.
And that was just, and that's when the couples have the most success in the whole lifestyle thing. Like you're saying, Diablo, is you end the night and it's a safe space to talk about, you know, where your wife's saying, oh, I saw you getting on Janet. Yeah. How'd you like those titties? And like, oh, she's got great titties, but she really does. She really blew me away when she was blowing me, pun intended, and said, How about you put this in my ass? Yeah, you know, just
yeah.
It's got to be a safe space to
yeah.
celebrate
right.
your sexuality with your partner.
That's right.
And I feel bad for people that don't have that.
I was always curious to people invited to the parties that how they got started, who brought it up, how did that conversation go when they first started, and there was a whole bunch of couples that it took them like a year to talk their wife or girlfriend into it, you know. But once they did, and she saw it's pretty safe environment from that standpoint, he created a Frankenstein. nobody was interested. Nobody was interested in him. Everybody was interested in the woman, you know. So
yeah.
It wasn't quite like he thought it was going to be when he brought yep. the stuff up.
Now, I will tell you that Saturday night, when the fucking was done and we were taking a big, deep breath and we were listening to some music laying there, Diablo told me a story that I told him he had to repeat to this podcast this evening. It has to do with Sturgis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One things we had done is we were playing alone, and but I had one little caveat to Miss Diablo that she had to film it when she had some guys come over. I worked out of town a lot through the years, and so she had plenty of opportunity. So she'd record most of them, but some of them she wouldn't. She'd get lazy or just didn't want to fool with it and all that stuff. So she met this guy online. I'll call him Boo, and he was pretty young. He was 28 at the time, and I think we were in our 40s or so when all this happened. And after they got through fooling around and all that stuff, see, they're laying there talking, and he tells her that asked her if she'd ever heard of Sturgis, and she was impressed by kind of his knowledge of sex and all that stuff, and just being 28. So he said, ask her if she'd ever heard of Sturgis. She said, yeah, you know, it's a motorcycle rally up there, and it gets pretty wild, especially in the Buffalo Tip area. And they were there watching a concert, some heavy metal band. She couldn't remember who it was. But he sees some activity going over to the side of the stage. And so he couldn't imagine what was going on over there. So he kind of muscles his way in there, and he comes gets to the point. Everybody circled up, and it's his mom in there pulling the train with several guys.
Oh.
Hey, this is a great time for a break.
Fellas, are you tired of the same old experience? Need to spice things up? Introducing Dick Dippers, the revolutionary way to bring flavor to your love life.
Oh, baby.
That's right. Just dip it, dunk it, or drizzle it in one of our mouth-watering flavors, like strawberry daiquiri for a tropical twist, piña colada for that classic sweetness, or go all in with hot fudge sundae, because who doesn't love a little extra drizzle with nuts? Made with 100% edible, body-safe ingredients, Dick Dippers are smooth, tasty, and guaranteed to make every moment delicious.
Now that's a treat I can't resist.
So why be boring when you can be dipping? Get Dick Dippers today. Available wherever fine personal products are sold. Not responsible for excessive licking, mowing, or sudden craving for sweets. Use as directed. Satisfaction highly likely.
Now, back to the fun part of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
what happened with you guys?
I can't imagine.
Oh.
I said that would have scarred me for life.
Oh yeah, give me the knives right now.
I mean, I can't imagine my parents doing it for one thing. I figured I got here by immaculate conception, you know, because right. They never did it.
No.
And I got a sister.
I am the worst. Let alone your mother pulling a tray.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. Worst friend ever. I would have ran mom jokes the whole night.
Oh.
And then he tells her that she asked him, when was the first time you had sex? And he said, about 12. And holy moly. Yeah. And she said, you have your brothers and sisters? He said, yeah, I got brothers and sisters both. He said, the one that got me at 12 started was my sister. So he'd been doing his sister for a long time, but they hadn't done anything lately, but he had done her when he was like 12.
Did you even know what you were doing, or you just knew from watching your mom?
Yeah.
And then, passing on the
cake, he said his best friend told him that he'd been doing his mom for several years, and was keeping it secret. So he said he's the nastiest woman he'd ever been with.
His best friend said, "I've been doing your mom."
Yeah. Yep. When he gets to be in high school or whatever, and he homes up to it. So this is a pretty nasty family. We just got to meet Bo. We didn't meet the rest of them.
I've wanted to live down the street from a woman like that my entire damn life.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Steve is real quiet. What do you think in there, Steve?
Come on, Steve. You got something.
I have nothing.
And this was going on during the concert. They had stopped watching the concert totally.
Well, can you blame them? I can kind of see why. Yeah. You can listen to the music
The singer's up there going to town and like going back to the drummer during the guitar solo going, "Hey, why'd the circle pit turn into a line? What the hell's going on over there?"
Oh,
I'm surprised they kept playing.
Play louder. Let's go. We're going to play faster. They need it.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty much anything goes in the Buffalo chip. So that's probably just normal.
Oh, man. No, we were saying the worst thing to see here at a party was hi, Uncle Ed, or, hi, Cousin Jan, or whatever. But this is worse. This is like twice as worse.
Hi, Mom is the worst.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the mosh pit became the smash pit for Mom.
Smash pit.
clam jamming, clam slamming. What was that?
That's right. Clam slamming over there.
Clam slamming.
We were worried about when we first started this, running into somebody that we knew. And it didn't dawn on me till later that, well, if they are where you're at, then they're doing what you're doing, so they can't say nothing, and you can't say nothing. So that was kind of our out. But there was a couple of clubs here in town that were – one of them was on premises. And so we go in there one night, and I hear somebody say, Diablo. I look around. It's a guy I had been refereeing football with for like 15 years, was sitting in there.
Yes. That's great.
What the hell?
He's sitting there. Hey, that's mutual destruction because he's sitting there too.
Yeah. Right?
So he said, flag on the play.
But he said that. He said, what are you doing here? And I said, and is it a Tupperware party?
Yeah. That's right.
So that was an eye opening experience.
Everybody's coming.
We got to be much better friends than we were already.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you've crossed that line,
that was a rude awakening.
Right. So your wife, she is it medical reasons that she can't play anymore?
Much.
Is
yeah. She, you know, so, it. It. I hope she comes back one of these days.
Right.
But, I don't know because we were getting close to being semi-retired anyway, and I kind of same way you are. I'm pretty much semi-retired. I just go see them and that's all. I don't participate in anything else other than that.
Well, because I'll play at Kyle and Lola's, the COVID couple, and I will play there, and then there's a group about 4 hours away that I will travel to. They have some pretty good parties if it can align right, and I will take a weekend and go down there. And the thing is, just as Beauregard was saying in the other episode, this is a lifestyle family. And after a while, it's like you're going down to see your long lost family, except you're going to fuck them all.
that's
well, maybe not all of them.
So then you have a fuck party on Saturday night, and then Sunday y'all meet for breakfast brunch.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
I've known a couple of couples that their kids knew and all that stuff, and I just can't imagine who brought that up. who told who?
Right.
Oh
well.
Oh.
Well, so how did you and your wife originally? You said you've been doing this for 30 years. How did you originally get? Do you remember how you got into this in the very beginning?
It's another good story.
Okay.
We were, she's from, she's Native American, and she was from a reservation up in Washington State. And we met online, believe it or not, and hit it off really well. And so we were living separately then. We were supposed to be going kind of steady. Well, we understood steady was a different term. it meant we can go fuck other people, but we didn't really say that. So so she comes down to see me one weekend, and we had been kind of talking about the lifestyle and all that stuff, but there was some lifestyle clubs here, and we were going to go to one of them, and but we were afraid we were too fat and ugly and nobody would talk to us. So we go to this club and we meet, and they had a dance floor that was pretty small, but everybody was on the dance floor, and they had and this is off premises. So we're out there dancing and stuff, and they have a guy that circles the dance floor, and he's pussy control. If you get too carried away on the dance floor, he'll make you stop and get off the dance floor.
Well, pussy control.
Pussy control. Like,
yeah. I had the song screaming in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you get out on a dance floor, though, we're out there dancing, it's just jam-packed with people. And I feel somebody, you know, grab my cojones, and I'm trying to see whose hand that is, you know, because I didn't want a guy doing it. And it's the girl's right behind me. And so I reach back, and I'm starting to play with her in front of me, and she's playing with somebody in front of her. And so we meet these two couples, and so we mess around with them some, and we're still at the stage. We don't know if we can do this or not. We think we can, but we don't know if we can. It's 2 o'clock now, and the club's closing, and the two girls, is a two-tier deal. The dance floor was on the front, on the lowest tier, and the bar was up on the first tier. And when you walked up to the bar part, if you're still on the low part, your head is about even with somebody's crotch. So I'm standing there while she goes to the bathroom, and the two girls are standing there talking, and I'm just standing there listening, and they're talking about their tattoos. And one of them raises her dress up. She's got no panties on or nothing. And she says, and the other one's down there looking at her tattoo. And she looks at me and she says, "What do you think of my tattoo?" And I said, "What tattoo?" Because I was looking at her cooch.
I don't give a shit about your tattoo.
Yeah, really. Comes up about that. And she says, "What's going on here?" And I said, "Nothing. We just talking." You know, and because one of them got her dress pulled up, and I'm looking at it. So the guys come up and ask us if we want to go to an adult cinema. I didn't know there was any here in town, you know, at that time. And so we said, "Yeah, sure." So we get in the car and said, "Well, are we going to follow them or go home?" You know, so we agreed to follow them. So we go to this place, and it's a toy store on the bottom level and a cinema on the top, and they got little into rooms. Those. It got the little rooms down the hallway to go into.
Been so to those two.
We go up there and go in the room with them, and I'm nervous as devil. I'm not sure what's going to happen. She needs a Coke. So I go back downstairs to get her a Coke. And by the time I get back upstairs, go in the room, they've got her broke over doing her, you know, one from behind, one from the front, and the two ladies are on the bed in a not a 69, but they're on top of one another. And their butts are looking at me, and I'm thinking, man, this ain't what I had in mind. Nobody's even talking to me. And they're already fooling around in space like the time I went to get a Coke. So eventually one of the girls points at me and points at her butt and says, "Come over here." So I do, and we get in several combinations of that for several meetings, and she's over there fooling with them, and so that's how we got in the lifestyle. It was wide open from day one.
Yeah, that's right. That's so they, the way.
And they were young. They were in their 20s or so. We were in our 40s or so. And they give up way before we did. They went home, left us there. So, I said, "I guess we ought to go." Oh, and the rest of that story, she has to go catch a flight the next morning at like 8:30 or so. So I got to get her to the airport at, you know, like at 7:30 or so. And it's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So we get home in time to take a little nap. and shower and get to the airport. Well, on the way, we get to fooling around. So I find a spot out there at the airport and do her again before she leaves on the plane. And I wanted something running out of her. It's a reminder of me.
Ooh, that's fantastic.
Something running out of her.
And that's why we call him Diablo.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was hilarious.
Wow. That's a good one.
So that's our introduction to it.
That's pretty good.
Your story sparked a couple of like long time fantasies, like on a kind of a list of them. And we'll go with the airport one first. It's kind of simpler, but now they have these like breastfeeding pods.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, you know,
yeah, I go in there and watch.
I like it from the tap once in a while. I mean, what if I just waited in there? How weird is that?
That would be pretty weird.
But I want to just like, hey, oh shoot, our flight got delayed. Let's go hit the pod.
You got the weirdest watching your mother pull a train.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll jump to that pod when your mom's done. Man, anyway, you got to understand, we throw mom jokes all day at work anyway. the second fantasy, and I'm as dumb as it sounds, I'm kind of serious. Do they have parties on reservations?
No, not that we know of. Not this one anyway. I'm sure they do someplace, but not.
Are we talking teepees and you know, woo-woo? Is that what you're looking for? Just looking for all of the same
much
ethnicity?
Much simpler.
Just the Native Americans?
I have a massive Pocahontas fantasy.
Oh, he's asked for Pocahontas.
It's kind of on the list of long shots that are likely to never happen.
You should have met Miss Diablo.
Is it as bad as Steve's midget one where you're going to seek it out? Because like he's going to the midget party.
Yes, there'll be a point where Dee and I hit the road and we're just going to go in a circle around Arizona, New Mexico, that southwest corner of Colorado until.
Well, they're everywhere, you know. There's Northwest Indians and Northeast Indians and Plains Indians. All I've ever been around is Plains Indians.
We're just going to hit all the casinos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to do.
Now, Janet, you and I played with an Indian.
Yes, we did.
Huh? Do what?
Just reminding her that we could mark that off a Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I played with an Indian from India.
Yes.
And then
yes.
we that little guy, and then we played with that Native American guy.
Well, that's a casino or convenience store.
Yeah.
There you go, God, I was gonna say it.
Or a dot in the
head. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, feather or dot?
Casino or 7-Eleven?
So bad.
I feel bad for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well kink shaker for that one, Roger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I deserve it.
That was bad. Yeah.
Totally.
Let me see if I can redeem it with something dumb. Take 2 seconds. A little while back, D had me spitting that one of them tubes. You know, you send off in the mail.
Me or whatever. Yeah.
But it came back.
But you have.
It came back.
You're related to John Holmes. He's related to John Holmes.
We didn't pay for the membership. I only got the initial result. It turned out I'm 50-50 Welsh and Hungarian.
Okay.
That makes me go hung.
Hungarian.
Well hung.
Oh, Barbie, you fed right into that one.
I did. Oh, right into it.
Here's my dumb joke for the week.
That was good dumb joke for the day.
That's a good way to,
We're going to have to ease that segment in because it comes in on every show. Okay. Ease the segment into the dumb joke of the day. For our comedian that wants to be. Well, we've had a great time. So before we have parting ways, any last questions y'all want to ask him or anything you want to say, Diablo, that we have not asked you or that you wanted to tell us about?
Well, I got several other stories that I'll have to wait to another time.
That's right. You can come on back just because, you know, this is our podcast. We get to do whatever we want. And if you got some other good stories, you've been a great guest. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll come back and tell you some more.
I'd weigh in on this. I'd love to have you back, and we'll get the same panel. We'll get Steve. We'll get Barbie, and we're gonna all share our favorite Janet story.
I like the one last 15 minutes. It's a job.
Oh, that comes from Barbie. That's Barbie right there. That's Barbie's line.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Her favorite line is, what is it? That's enough licky licky. Do some sticky sticky.
That's right. I don't want you hovering down there.
He has by 1 degree of separation some Barbie stories that are Janet stories. So she's living through me. This is, we're passing it down to the generation except she's the same age as I am.
Yeah.
You know what? I wish I'd have done is take some notes after every party, because there's always something that happened and I can't remember all of them. Well,
I think that's why this podcast works, because it's not really scripted. Y'all who listen, and you can obviously tell this is not really scripted. But what happens is you start telling a story just like you're sitting on the porch and somebody else goes, oh, yeah, that reminds me of XYZ. Oh, yeah, it reminds me of when that guy saw his mom catching the train.
Oh. That keeps coming up.
I met the guy. He's pretty cool. He used to come see us every so often. He moved to South America, and he'd come home and he'd come see us and spend the weekend with us. And he was pretty cool, except for his parents or his mama.
I don't know. So I'm not going to kink shame. What's wrong with her?
Well, nothing. I never did meet her, so I'd like to meet her.
Right. But, if her son's best friend was hot, what's the problem?
I don't see anything. As long as it ain't my
right.
mama.
Right. Look at Roger kink shaming over there. I'm not shaming at all. Right,
I'm like, I needed better friends. I needed better friends.
Yeah. Because an older woman was always attracted to me they are now, but even when I was a teenager, they, for some reason, attracted to me.
That graduate thing, you know, Mrs. Robinson thing. Yep. Oh, that's
it's
real.
Big. It's big. Yeah. I made a lot of money that way.
When I was 17,
with those youngins,
I was hooking up with a 40-year-old, She wasn't a friend's. She's a mom, but not a friend's mom. And I've had a thing for older women for a longer time. That whole Stacy's mom. I was doing Stacy's mom before it was a song.
Right.
When I first got out of college and my first job, I get transferred to a big city, and my immediate supervisor was a lady that was 29 at the time. That was an older woman to me at the time, but I was just 21 or so. Mm-hmm. And I get out there on a Thursday, and she spends the night with me on Saturday night. Welcome to the big city.
Yeah.
I think we've done enough talking for the day, for the episode. I want to thank everybody who's made it through to the end. If you, this is where I got to do some business, regular business. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you have questions for us, the best place to go is Beyond Monogamy Podcast, all one word together, smash together, spell it right, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You're going to find my email, Roger's email. Hopefully we'll get Barbie's up there soon. You can contact us. You can make comments on any of the podcast episodes, because they're all up there. You can catch up. And you can also tip Mandingo, because Mandingo does this for free. He's a very good editor. He does a very good job with the show. He puts it all out. He's the one that makes sure that it gets out to all the places that you can listen to podcasts. But really, the easiest way is to go to the website, beyondmonogamypodcast.com, and hopefully give us some love. Tell your friends on the down low. I know this is a hard show to listen to, because sometimes when your mom and dad are getting in the car, you don't want them to hear all the great stuff we're talking about, especially that mom's pulling a train. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like,
unless you have that kind of relationship. Yeah.
So maybe you don't want to hear those things. And we understand, but if you can tell people and hopefully get a little bit more popular, and someday we may end up making dick dippers. Maybe we'll end up talking to you about Slick'ems. And and
you'll have to remember what band was playing. I bet it was Tenacious D.
The mom jokes. The mom jokes continue.
Sorry, Janet. Finish.
That's okay. Business. So, to all your flies on your wall, I hope that you come back, and I hope that you come again, and come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.